Death of an Heiress. Murder of Canaan heir remains a mystery. Judy Canaan, a tough-minded businesswoman, came from a pioneer family. Two men are still suspects in the 1985 slaying, but a detective says he has no idea who killed her. Los Angeles Times, January 29, 1990. 5 years ago today, Judy Canaan, a strong-willed 68-year-old businesswoman and descendant of a pioneer family, stopped by a Woodland Hills corral to feed her pets, six Arabian horses that she fawned over like children. It was her daily ritual to care for the horses she loved, and residents near the stables on a cul-de-sac on Collins Street knew the sight of Canaan and her old Chevy well. But on that Tuesday afternoon, January 29, 1985, a killer also knew Canaan's routine well. When she got out of her car, a masked gunman stepped forward and shot her four times. She died on the sidewalk next to the corral. One of the detectives originally assigned to the murder, Phil Quartararo, remains on the case. Recently, as he looked through one of the thick files he's filled with investigative reports over the years, he offered a quick summary of the case. "I don't have any idea who killed Judy Canaan," he said. That is how things stand with the murder that gripped public attention for weeks after it occurred. It is now largely forgotten, except by those who knew Judy Canaan well or had the responsibility of looking for her killer. The case remains a puzzle for Los Angeles police and a source of bitter frustration for those who wait for justice for Canaan. "We don't want what happened to be forgotten," the victim's niece and family spokeswoman, Patty Canaan, said last week. "If people don't remember it, it will go away. We don't want that because we want to catch this person." The killer is still out there. That's the frightening part. Anyone who would kill an old woman would kill anybody. That should scare everybody, not just us. Judy Canaan was a descendant of the Waring family, which settled Agora in the 1860s. By the 1980s, Canaan and her older sister, Patricia Canaan, had parlayed inheritances and acquisitions into land holdings in Agora worth millions of dollars. Canaan Road, which runs north-south through Agora, was named for the family. The sisters lived together in Hollywood, and at the time of the murder, owned and operated Canaan Village Shopping Center, the centerpiece of the family's holdings, in Agora. In the shopping center, the sisters also operated a small restaurant, specializing in roast rabbit and chicken. Judy Canaan was an enigma. Of the two sisters, she was the one on the front line of their business deals. She forged a reputation as a tough-minded, aggressive businesswoman who often took disputes to court. Once, she even settled a business argument on the syndicated People's Court television show. At the shopping center, she was known to tenaciously press workers to finish projects or tenants to pay rent.